The European anthem played at a dismantled German-Polish border post was heard along several frontiers in Eastern Europe Friday. The removal of the checkpoints means EU citizens can now drive from Estonia to Portugal without having to show a passport. Shortly after midnight, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Lithuania, Latvia, Poland, Slovakia, Slovenia and Malta joined the border-free Schengen area. The Schengen area, named after a village in Luxembourg where the agreement to remove EU border checks was signed in 1985, now covers 24 countries and gives freedom of movement to 400 million inhabitants. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Hungarian President Laszlo Soljom have praised the move, but people in some non-EU countries are not pleased. On the border between Ukraine and Hungary, the atmosphere is tense. Here in Ukraine, there are long lines of rusty cars and trucks, adding to the irritation of the already nervous Ukrainian border guards. Across the bridge is the Hungarian border, which is now one of the last frontiers between non-EU nations, such as Ukraine, and the EU's Schengen area. While those in the EU almost universally welcome the development, some critics claim the agreement could increase tensions with countries outside the Schengen zone. That's why Hungarian Foreign Minister Kinga Gunz traveled to the Ukrainian side of the border, where at least 150,000 ethnic Hungarians live. Minister Gunz told VOA that she also distributed the first special permits, allowing people in border areas to travel freely across the frontiers for a distance of up to 50 kilometers to visit relatives.
We have been working very hard, in one hand, to provide a kind of security for the other Schengen zone countries. It will be partly the responsibility of Hungary. On the other hand, we also have been working very hard on keeping the opportunity for people to have a people-to-people contact, and we have all kind of things which fits into this concept. We just provided some of the first documents.
Edward Chuczka, a 37-year-old teacher at a local Hungarian language school in this border region, sees this as a first step towards a better future for people living in Ukraine and other countries that are not yet part of the Schengen area.
I think it's a very good idea because Hungary made the choice to join European Union and NATO, and you see it's now merging with the Western countries. I hope very much that Ukraine will be in the same situation one day and that we will be also belonging to this club.
Hungary, which is now the front line of the EU, faces a difficult task. It wants to maintain good neighborly relations, but it is also under pressure to increase border security. There is concern that criminal gangs will try to take advantage of the border-free zone. Illegal border crossing into the EU by people seeking better jobs is another worry. To try to deal with those issues, there have been EU fact-finding missions, and authorities have increased border security with special cameras and other measures. Stefan Boss, for VOA News at the Ukrainian-Hungarian border.